Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology Podcasts. This is the 16th in our series of podcasts on addressing vending technology. I'm Elliot Maris, the editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine, and with me today is Glenn Butler, the Vice President and Chief Technology Officer of Crane Merchandising Systems. Glenn, back on January 4th, we did an interview with an operator who claims that pre-kitting requires accurate item-level tracking that may not be doable for the average operator. When pre-kitting routes in the warehouse, it is necessary to track item-level sales. However, a mistake might be made in tracking sales because oftentimes products can be mixed in a spiral and the right item is not tracked by the driver or by the supervisor if he's using remote machine monitoring. Whether or not the company is using remote machine monitoring or having the driver download the data with a handheld, how does the operator know what to load if the tracking is inaccurate?
It becomes a garbage in, garbage out scenario. I mean, obviously, if the data going into the system is not accurate, the pre-kitting algorithms and the, you know, whether you're using remote monitoring or forecasting or some combination thereof is not going to work. So, you know, the most important thing is to hire good drivers and have the discipline in your organization to, you know, enforce the accuracy of the data. And in some cases, you know, product supervisors may go out and spot check machines. And in other cases, you'll know you have a problem with a driver because the truck inventory will not be accurate. Now, obviously, if the handheld is counting that, you know, a certain amount of Lay's potato chips went into the vending machine and actually a different product went into the vending machine, when you do the truck inventory at the end of the day or at the end of the week, you're not going to have the right, you know, amount of product. So, you know, in a lot of ways, the systems are self-correcting because the, you know, the drivers are fastest and most efficient when they're getting good data and their pre-kitting is accurate. So most drivers will take the extra level of effort to make sure that their data is accurate.
And Glenn, in your experience, how long does it take for a driver to learn the fundamentals of pre-kitting?
I think it's usually the drivers take to it pretty well because, again, it's just making less work. There's less physical labor. If they're getting paid commission, they can do more machines in a day. So I think they can learn it pretty quickly. And, you know, I have talked to some operators that say that it's almost easier to take someone, you know, off the street who hasn't done any vending and kind of teach them the new way of doing things than it is to, you know, work with some older route drivers. But I don't think it's that hard to learn. And again, I think that the main thing is for the drivers, it's going to make, you know, their jobs quicker. It's going to make it less effort for them to do. And if they're getting paid commission, they're going to make more money. So they're going to take to it pretty easily.
Generally speaking, has pre-kitting been a success in your opinion?
Let me put it to you this way. I can't recall of any company that ever tried pre-kitting and ever stopped using it. So pretty much everyone who has tried it has ended up rolling it out, you know, across their operations. I have heard one or two cases where, you know, if you have very high volume machines like daily school accounts, they may not be worth pre-kitting just because they're so high volume. But in pretty much every other case, you know, pre-kitting is definitely, it saved a lot of money out there, and it's definitely made you know, vending more efficient.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, that concludes our 16th podcast in our series of Challenges in Vending Technology. Thank you, Glenn.